Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Steve Stribling, with a few words about how the economy is affecting the commercial and residential real estate industries for the week ending December 11th, 2015. The interest rate increase is coming, and I could talk at length about its impact on commercial real estate, but at this point, it's speculation. No one's quite sure. There is an argument that borrowers and lenders have already priced any rate increases into their deals, so it won't matter much. There is also another argument that higher rates will help bring commercial real estate values down to earth, because they're already too high as it is. The conventional wisdom is fast becoming wedded to the idea that the peak is here for commercial real estate values, and 2016 will be some kind of correction. For instance, this week, Green Street Advisors weighed in on the question, suggesting that various indicators point to a slowdown in valuations. The company isn't predicting a massive drop, but only forecasts a modest drop for commercial values across the year. The company's Commercial Property Price Index, which focuses on major assets in larger markets, has tracked asset values as they've recovered robustly over the last 6 years, passing pre-recession peaks some time ago. But now that appreciation is slowing, with cap rates flattening in most sectors, except perhaps for Class A malls and Class B apartments, which are still seeing cap rate compression. However, the company isn't predicting weakened fundamentals in most markets and for most property types. On the whole, occupancies and rents will continue to grow somewhat over the next few years, though maybe at merely a good pace rather than a great one. Even so, those fundamentals won't be able to sustain higher valuations. Various signals, including from the bond markets and the REIT markets, mean that investors consider real estate prices too high and they aren't inclined to bid prices up any higher. Take New York City as an example. Recently, Marks Paneth released its fall 2015 survey of New York City commercial real estate executives, which was completed in October. And that found that a large majority of them, 71%, said that values have now peaked, compared with only 54% who said the same thing in the last survey, which was only a few months ago. Moreover, 66% of executives say New York real estate is, at its current level, overvalued compared with property in other major global cities. Will an interest rate hike pop that bubble? Maybe, said the respondents, but they weren't entirely sure, but they definitely consider it a distinct possibility. That's all for this week, though I will say that this podcast has now been weekly for 5 years. A lot has changed since then for commercial real estate and the economy, but not interest rates. So it'll be interesting to see what happens next week. This is Dee Stribling, Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.